The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The following program is sponsored by King's Chapel Altar of Prayer.
You are about to hear the following inspirational message as delivered by God's servant, Mother V.A. Hamilton. Please listen carefully, and at the end of the program, the announcer will give you our address. Thank you, and may God bless you.
We thank you for your glory, Lord. We thank you for your glory, Lord. We thank you for your glory, Lord. We worship thee. Oh Lord, we thank you for your glory. For your glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your glory. My God, my God. Oh, Jesus. We worship Him.
We want to thank you right now for the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not
perish,
but have what? Come on, everlasting life. Look to the Lord right now and say, Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank you
for understanding
my needs. Look within yourself right now and say, Lord, I thank you for understanding. I'm talking about peace tonight. That's what I'm talking about. See, as long as you're troubling your spirit, you have a need. You worry about the need. Huh? How many have been worried before? Oh, you can talk to me. I have. But the Lord said, you have no need tonight because I care for you. He said, I love you. Huh? Lord, I thank you for understanding my need. I say, Lord, I thank you
for peace
that comes with your needs. Come on. You need peace right now in your spirit. Now, another thing I want to leave with you tonight. We are important to God. I said, we are important to God. He honors our faithfulness, our loyalty, our love that we give to him is very important. So don't think for one time you've did more for God than he's done for you. See, that's a lot of our problems. Well, I prayed and I read my Bible and I did this and I did that and God is not coming through. Come on now. Doing what I ask him to do. He said, remember what I told you to do. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently. He said, what you did, you owe to me. Come on now. He said, now I want you to check your attitude out. Because see, peace goes with your attitude. And if you come before me with the wrong attitude, you are not going to receive anything from me. Come on now. See, we got to be faithful. Our love is going to have to be true. And we're going to have to be loyal, amen, above all these earthly things. Oh, some of us is faithful on our jobs, our places of employment. But are you faithful to the Lord? Come on now. Hallelujah, Jesus. God says, I have implored you by giving you my spirit. My Lord, Jesus. And I am ready for you to lift me up. I am ready for you to send up the praise. In your trouble, I gave you what? My peace. Come on. Now, dear hearts, I want you to see this here tonight. Our trials that befall us between one another and with our enemies. Did you hear what I said? Our trials that befall us between one another. Did anybody know what I'm talking about? Amen. Glory be to God. And with our enemies. Can I share this with you? It comes to prove the genuineness of our faith. How you treat one another, that's how you treat God. Because if I can't treat you right, how can I treat God right? They say genuineness of our faith. In the midst of our trials and troubles, we are to honor God's glory. You are chosen here today. I am chosen here today. Our living, praise God, hallelujah, is supposed to confess the character of God. I can preach and speak in tongues all I want to. And that's what a lot of us is caught up in. As long as I speak in tongues, I'm all right. No, 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 no. If you have his spirit, you're supposed to know how to talk to one another. If you have his spirit, you are supposed to know how to treat one another. If you have his spirit, you're supposed to be able to feel when you hurt one another. But if you can't feel your heart of how you speak and how you do, there is something wrong with that love that you call the Spirit of God. The devil believes, and the devil can speak in tongues. And the devil know the word. Come on, church. It's not about it. God is quick word, the tongue talking, hallelujah, the heavenly language. But the Bible said we got to have power after the Holy Ghost comes. Amen. Amen. Our character. People will live with us. People will come to see us. People will, amen, be around us. You can tell them you save all you want to, but they are watching your character. Come on, hallelujah. And they don't care how much white you wear. Black or whatever. Amen. It's your character in the holiness of God. And it is a pure separation from the word of separation from the world. Yes. The word of God is separated from the world.
Glory to your name, Jesus. Oh, Holy Ghost, have your way.
Come on here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to God, because when we speak in tongues, when we speak in that heavenly language, amen, there's supposed to be some power that's dominant, hallelujah, to take over our character, wherein that they will see a difference in the way we live. Amen. But if you speak it in tongues and still going back doing those abominable things that's against the will of God, hallelujah, I'm telling you, you got a spirit that's not of God. Because when the Holy Ghost comes, it changes your vile nature. I don't know why I'm going on this way. Glory be to God. But the Lord is saying there tonight, glory be to God. He said, my glory is supposed to manifest out of your life. Can we say amen? Say Matthew 10 and verse 32 says, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. Whosoever, say Matthew 10:32, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father. Did you hear that? Amen. Which is in heaven. This means whosoever that acknowledges the Lord in their lives and willingly open to others without shame. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Some of us, we're ashamed. But we say we're Christians. Hallelujah. Did you know if we're ashamed of Christ in our lives, did you know that we are opposing Christ? Long as I'm in a church, yes, I can shout, holler, scream. And I don't even sometimes stand up and testify. Come on now. Hallelujah. That he saved me and he filled me with the Holy Ghost. Come on. And here we got some sitting up here seeking the Holy Ghost. And you that have it don't even have, hallelujah, the ambition. Come on. Come on. Talk to me. Say amen. 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 Are you appreciative of God saving you? Well, can we rise? I mean, can we rise and say, Lord, I thank you for filling me with the Holy Ghost? Come on, church. Oh, we're getting dead on me now. Come on now. But I'm telling you, just like it is, hallelujah, we must be grateful for his ways and his standards. Lord, make us more grateful. Lord, make us more grateful. What I hear in my ear, you need more of his spirit. Oh, bless God's sweet name. So what is that talking about? We need to get down and pray some more. Hallelujah. So we can have an unction of the Holy Ghost. Uh-oh. Glory be to God. To stand up and rise and say, I thank the Lord for Jesus. Say Matthew 10:33. Say, but whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father, which is in heaven. Church, come on. Come on, church. He said, I implored you. Now, if any of you go on your job and just sit down and don't do anything, hallelujah, tell me, will you keep your employment? Oh, I must be really touching you tonight. Glory be to God. That's likewise with Jesus. Dear hearts, as I sum up this lesson, say, Lord, I thank you for peace. My peace, he said, I give. I give unto you. Now, St. John 14:27, back to our focus verse again. Peace I leave with you. Come on. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. What did he say? Let not your hearts be troubled. My, my, my. Are we thankful for the peace tonight? Let not your heart be troubled. Neither. Come on, church. Let it be afraid. That's some strong stuff there. That's a strong saying there. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Whatever you're going through, you got my peace. My. You have my peace, whatever the situation is in your life. You have my peace. You say, how is that? Dear hearts, we that have the Holy Ghost, Jesus Christ is our counselor. Let's say the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost operates the fruit of the Spirit. And what is the fruit of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace. So you have his peace. All right, give the Lord a hand praise in here. God help us all. Hallelujah. Love, joy, peace. If I want to love somebody, I can because I got the Holy Ghost. Did you hear what I said?
Amen.
If you have the Holy Ghost, you have love.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, church. If you have the Holy Ghost, you got the fruit that go with the Holy Ghost. Holy, holy, holy. Come on, somebody. Say holy.
Holy.
Say holy.
Holy.
Say it again,
holy.
Holy. You have the Holy Ghost. Holy, holy, holy. God is
holy.
God is
Spirit.
Holy Ghost. How many want the fruit of the Spirit to work out of you? It will. If you magnify love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Galatians 5:22. It's all there. I can't stand it no more. I can't take no more. Well, what about your Holy Ghost? Do you have some long-suffering in there? That's in your Holy Ghost. I ain't going to put up with this no longer. Come on, church. No. I done tried to be nice. Tried to be nice. You need to depend on your
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost. That comes forth with what? Gentleness. Come on. Let's say Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Now, since I got the Holy Ghost, I'm coming forth with a holy character. God, help me here now. Help me now, Lord Jesus. Come on, say, Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Now say, I need some more.
I need some more.
There you go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because the Holy Ghost comes forth with the fruit of the Spirit. And I ain't got to wonder whether you are saved or not. You ain't even got to tell me. When you have the Holy Ghost, it radiates with the Spirit of holiness. Amen. Let's say, Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank you.
So some of us tonight have to understand we are enemies of our own selves. We are looking at other people as our enemies. But we're hindering our own self by our own belief and what we think is right. Oh, glory be to God. That's something. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Now, Lord, I want to get out of myself. Because,
yeah.
See, sometimes we so stuffed till we can't see ourselves. Hallelujah. But I need to empty out. Let's say, Lord,
help me
to empty out myself. So don't get it in your mind
I'm saved anyway. Huh. I don't care how long we've been saved. You could always jump the track. Did you hear what I said? By getting lifted up in yourself and what God has done for you and what the anointed have done through you. We all need to come back to the altar. Hallelujah. And I want the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. To project out of my life. I want my heart, my soul, my mind, and my strength to be elevated in the holiness of God. Can we say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
So our prayers to pray this week and next week until you come back, if you feel the need to do so. He gave me this. You have three chapters. Psalms 35. Psalm 69 and Psalms 109. Again, that's Psalms 35, Psalm 69, and Psalms 109. God says, my peace I give unto you. So if I don't have peace, I need to repent of my own sins. And stop looking at everybody else and saying they're the reason. It's their fault. If they hadn't have done this and if they hadn't have done that. Come on. Come on. Come on. Amen. Come on. Amen. God says, I allowed that to happen to let you see what's down in you.
Come on now. Come on. Come on.
Come on. We got to forgive one another in here tonight. Come on. Come on. Yeah. Come on. We have to forgive. We have to forgive. We have to forgive. We have to release others. If we don't release others, we will not release ourselves. We cannot be released holding on to things about other people. We cannot be released telling everybody else about somebody else's fault that's coming against us.
Come on, Mother. Amen.
Let's say, help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
The Lord said it's the hour to pray for evil to cease. It has to cease out of us. Come on. That's what he's talking about. It's time now for the body of Christ to understand that we need to project justice towards one another. And we're going to give an account. I said, we are going to give an account.
Amen.
For projecting evil activity against the innocent.
Amen.
Amen. Because he said, my peace,
I
give unto you. No matter what you have done. What you have said, how you have acted, where you have been, my peace I give unto you. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall. Hallelujah. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Now this is what God is saying here. Come on, church. Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What you did yesterday, what I did yesterday, what I did last night, what I did last week, what I did a year ago. Come on, let it be washed under the blood. Come on, give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up. Huh? I can't obtain peace if I'm not a peacemaker. Blessed are the peacemaker, for they are the children of God.
Right.
Come on, church.
Amen.
Come on. If we are not peacemakers tonight, we are not the children of God.
All right now.
Children of God are the children of the Holy Spirit that are led by the Spirit of God and know, hallelujah, when they get out of order in what they say and what they do and is willing to come back and say, I'm sorry.
All right.
for what I have done, I ask you to forgive me. Not coming to me saying, if I did anything wrong. Woo, Jesus, help me. You have the Holy Ghost? It'll tell you when you do something wrong. That's what I like about the Holy Ghost. It will reveal in your spirit error of your way. Isn't that wonderful here tonight? Because the Holy Ghost is a counselor. It's also the Prince of Peace. Woo! Oh, glory! Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord Jesus. And it don't take no time about the Holy Ghost. When you do something wrong, it'll come to you right then and tell you the error of your way. But sometimes we have to wait all night and part of the next day before we can say, I'm sorry for what I've done. Oh, help Holy Spirit. Dear hearts, I'm getting ready to leave you. But I come by here to tell you, this is what the Lord gave me today. Hallelujah. You got the peace operator if you have the Holy Ghost. Now he says, I want you to know that I come by here to comfort you. But I want you also to be willing to comfort one another.
Dear friend, remember, prayer is available for you every Friday evening at 7 p.m. Come and witness the miracles that God is manifesting at King's Chapel Altar of Prayer. We also have prayer on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m., and our Sunday worship service begins at 11:30 a.m. Come looking for your miracle. King's Chapel is located at 1637 West Fillmore Street here in Phoenix, located east of 19th Avenue and just north of Van Buren. We look forward to having you come and join us in prayer and worship. If tonight's message has touched you and you need prayer right now, please call 602-257-1174, and we will pray for you. If you are ill and afflicted, homebound, unable to attend church, and would like prayer in your home, please call 602-257-1174, and our prayer warriors will come to your home and pray for you. Again, that number is 602-257-1174. This program was sponsored by King's Chapel Altar of Prayer. To hear this program again, go to FamilyValuesRadio1010.com and click on the podcast page and find this program and many others right there on FamilyValuesRadio1010.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.